HempUSA.org.
Why she'd been invited, she said I worked in a Chinese. Why she'd been invited.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. We're always so excited to go inside the Beltway with a perfect insider, Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News. Big doings, state dinner, and of course the House repealing the health care law. Let's start there. Ellen, talk about the repeal. I mean, we knew this was going to happen, right? But what
was
the reaction?
Well, we knew it was going to happen. It had 245 votes for, and I believe it's 141 against, but it's definitely 245 for, and that's how it broke up.
So the next step, of course, the Senate, but not likely if you think of the, if we just do the
it's
numbers.
It's going nowhere in the Senate. Nowhere, yeah. Nowhere.
Exactly.
It was really a vote because they said to their constituency, we will have this vote, and we're going to make it an up or down vote, and of course it is. But you even have people like Senator Frist, who's an MD, of course, saying, no, this you ought to just go ahead and replace the parts that should be replaced, and that's it.
Exactly. Do the piecemeal thing, which, of course, the president has said he's willing to work with Democrats, obviously, and the Republicans. Do you think there's really a shot of that happening?
I do, actually, and I think that, look, if they want to repeal this health care bill, they're going to have to do it piece by piece and have a replacement. And I'll tell you, Kate, we haven't really talked about this because I've been traveling, but I just got my health care bill, and I have a pre-existing condition because I lost the vision of my right eye about 5 years ago after Katrina, having nothing to do with Katrina. Well, it may have from I had gotten a fever there. But anyway, and so I had a retinal detachment. Well, my insurance went up to $1,760 a month. Now,
wow.
I can't afford, I mean, I suppose I could afford that, but it's more than I pay for rent in Washington.
Wow. Yeah, prime example. I've told the example of my mother on the air, too. She, you know, retired and did a great job and of course, retired pretty decently, but same thing, where she saw her health care just shoot up and could not believe it. And we'll have more tales like that, by the way, next week from Washington. And talk
by the way, the actual bill, I was wrong. It's not 181. It was 245 to 189.
All right, there we go, the final numbers. Speaking of numbers, a lot of numbers at the state dinner, a lot of people showing up, except for John Boehner and, of course, Mitch McConnell. They decided to skip. Is this a snub or nah? Shouldn't be perceived
well,
as anything.
Well, and Harry Reid, you know, you don't know how much might be kind of good cop, bad cop. I'm sure if the president really wanted Harry Reid to be there, Harry Reid would have been there. And it's interesting, they actually put people in different rooms. I've never seen that done at a state dinner, and I've attended many of them as press, not to sit down, one to sit down, but to sort of watch what was going on. And they put people in different rooms with television monitors for the host, the toast. Usually when the Clintons had more people that they wanted to invite, they actually just got a tent on the South Lawn.
Wow. What I know Victoria Jones, of course, was there. What were some other things that she observed as far as the state dinner and people filing in and out?
Well, it's interesting. Kissinger and Lugar ignored the press. The actor Jackie Chan, who was not wearing a tie, said, I've been listening the whole morning. They've never mentioned about the movie business and how many movies are coming to the U.S. and to China. Michelle Kwan, the skater, was wearing a very a short dress, actually. She said it was Hervé Légère. And Vera Wang was wearing her own dress. Kenneth Roth was actually invited from Human Rights Watch. And he said, these days the Chinese accept that human rights is a legitimate topic of conversation. They simply don't implement the principles that they've adopted in their own laws and constitution. John Kerry was asked about the tone in changing Congress. Is that you can't come here with a scorched earth policy and expect to do the nation's business and serve our greater interests. People need to look for ways to get things done, which is what we did in that last month, lame duck. Now, it's interesting. Barbara Streisand said, when she was asked about what she was wearing, she said, it's my own design, and asked why she had been invited. She said, I worked in a Chinese restaurant. I remember asking her when she went to a state dinner right after the Monica Lewinsky thing happened. She said, we elected a president, not a pope.
She's good with the quick comebacks, obviously. I like that
and
remark.
Vogue editor Anna Wintour, she was wearing a short Chanel suit. She said, will he invest money in Chinese fashion? And Ambassador John Huntsman, who is a lot of people think are going to run, do a primary challenge to the president, said, we're loyal to our country and to our president. Yo-Yo Ma, the cellist, said it's very exciting. When Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey was asked how he feels that there aren't many Republicans coming to dinner, he said, it makes me unique again. And Mayor Richard Daley of Chicago said, go Bears.
Well, we found out a few interesting things there. Short and Wit is in at the state dinner. Talk Radio News is Ellen Ratner. Thanks for coming on America Tonight. So Ellen was talking about the dinner and the fact that you've got the Chinese president, Hu Jintao, of course, in town now copping. I think this is pretty big, apparently, in one of his conversations with President Obama, that, gee, a lot still needs to be done to improve human rights in his nation, you think? How repressed are those people in China? So whose comments met certainly with a lot of skepticism and criticism from human rights folks who say they're backed by nothing. There's no history of any kind of an action. They're just empty words. And who continues that his country, or will continue to contend, it sounds like, that his country has made, quotes, enormous progress, but won't give any specifics. Doesn't he know that you have to give some examples if you're going to back up what you're saying? And one of the biggest contentious thorns, I think, in the side of the United States continues to be, hello, we all know this, money, 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 money. The Chinese currency is undervalued. Why? What does that do? It makes Chinese imports cheaper in the U.S., and therefore U.S. stuff or goods, whatever, from dolls to deodorant or anything in between, is more expensive in China. So Hu Jintao said he's been working toward a market-based system, but not as fast as we want. And finally, Obama, pretty much in wrapping it all up, said it was time to stop viewing every issue of the China-U.S. relationship through the lens of a rivalry, and try to make the case that as China's growing up and growing and expanding the living standards of its people, it benefits not just humanitarian reasons, but also economic reasons as well. And that means that's good for U.S. companies, whatever. To me, a whole lot of words with nothing really backing it up. Again, you got to do the dance, because who has the U.S. debt? But when you think of some of the atrocities committed in China, yeah, I'm not buying what they're selling unless they point to some evidence that they've changed some of their ways and they fixed that currency problem because it benefits them. Hang with us. Lots to come here on America Tonight.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to amberentrial.com. That's amberentrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 8232, 1-800-318-8232.
I think a lot of people can relate to this. With where we are as far as jobs, I believe a lot of people will often drag themselves to work sick. Worse than that, maybe injure themselves on the job and be afraid to say anything for fear that it could hurt them down the line. So we thought it'd be interesting to have on the show somebody who knows all ends of this here in America tonight, Larry Washington from the Mind Spa. He's certainly an expert in this field in talking about workers' comp, what's going on with the walking wounded. Larry, before we dive into it, tell everybody how you've facilitated this and how you've dealt with people as far as workers' comp over the course of your career, because you've seen it from all different angles. Tell the audience about that.
Yes, I did. I worked for 19 years in the Postal Service and about 10 or 12 of them as an EEO investigator and a supervisor. So I had employees who worked for me who were injured. And then after I got out of the Postal Service, I got my master's degree focused on pain management. And certainly, as you said before, it is really true. There are some people who are afraid to report injuries because of the fear that they will be assessed and sometimes maybe kind of put out to pasture because they can't do full duty. And then there are people who we have to watch out for who are attempting to defraud the system and maybe take advantage of it. However, I work in a federal system, and believe me, there are postal inspectors and all types of government investigators who regulate, and it's very difficult for someone in the system I work with to get away with fraud. However, it does happen, but they are watched and regulated.
Yeah, and saying it, they're watched and regulated, it's interesting. You and I talked off the air. We had a great conversation about this, that the one thing about workers' comp, especially when you're talking about federal, you got to really have your ducks in the row. You could be in the right, but you've got to have every I and T, dotted and crossed, as you explained to me. Isn't that right?
That is the ironic part about it. It's just like applying for a government loan. There's a ton of paperwork.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the same thing. Whenever you apply for anything from the federal government, there's a lot of redundancy. There's a lot of paperwork. And one must be, and the crucial part is one must be willing to get health care providers who are willing to answer a lot of questions from claims examiners. Most health care providers, most physicians, if they just do major medical, then all they do is send in a billing statement and major medical will pay. But if they work in workers' comp, because there's so much fraud, there has to be case notes, and there has to be evidence and proof that these people are actually going to these sessions and actually taking the treatment. Some doctors have gone so far as to give the patients urinalysis when they come back for treatment to make sure that they're taking the medication that they prescribed and that they're not using any other medications.
Wow. So it's not a walk in the park anyway if you go down that road.
Under no set of circumstances, it is a challenge, and that is what actually deters so many federal people from getting help.
Yeah.
Because they are afraid of the scrutiny, even when they have injuries. So it's kind of like damage they do and damage they don't. If they go to major medical, let's say Blue Cross Blue Shield, and they don't report an injury, and they get them to work on it, okay, well and good. But if they first go to the federal system, and then Blue Cross Blue Shield says, well, is this an injury? And a person says, well, but they're not treating it. Then Blue Cross Blue Shield may not pay for it. And then they're in a catch-22 situation. The injury hasn't been accepted. They can't go back to work, and they're not getting paid. And it is a daunting situation for a lot of people. Sometimes will not have the will not file a claim and just go through the pain until they retire and then have some corrective surgery later on in life.
Yeah, wow. And at what cost, too? At what cost to their health, as you're talking about having surgery later on when they could take care of the problem right away? Boy, that's a sad state of affairs. And you think there's a lot of people that do that?
Oh, I say at least maybe 30-40% of federal employees do not file workers' comp cases because they know of the delay. Number one, you hit it right on the nail. If people do not receive treatment, the condition, because typically it'll involve some type of nerve damage. So you're talking about dysfunction, numbness and tingling that progresses to the point to where they can't grasp certain objects because of the delay of treatment and that it takes to get their claim accepted. So even then, it may take 1 to 2 months to get the claim accepted. And in that length of time, there can be so much deterioration that they're not able to have the full use of their hand or knee or arm or shoulder when they do begin treatment. And that's really frustrating.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and there's people listening to us all over the country, from truck drivers to people who work through a union to people who are working for the U.S. Post Office right now in various capacities. What would you tell those people who really have, Larry, serious injuries? What would you tell them that they should do?
I would tell them to go to their physician, explain to their physician how the injury occurred. Sometimes they're afraid about, like, start date or when they first noticed the injury. But the thing is, they should always say the date of injury is the date that they went to their physician. So if my shoulder's hurting, I go to my doctor tomorrow, that's the date that I say the injury, more or less started. Because we all have aches and pains, and we don't know what it is until a physician tells us. After that, if I was them, I would report it and go through their workers' comp system. For the most part, workers' comp systems are very exacting and tedious and redundant because they want to prevent fraud. If a person does have a quote-unquote legitimate injury, I've seen them go through the system quickly and efficiently. However, because of the redundancy, it's kind of like a psychological test. You know how they'll ask the same question every four or five questions just to kind of catch the person's ability or what deception to catch
them? Sure.
The workers' comp system has redundancies in it to catch fraud. So if a person is legit and they are confident that and a physician has told them, hey, this is an injury that is work-related, they need to follow through because they'll pay later in advanced degeneration of the body part that they will not be able to recover through rehab.
Yeah, well said. I hope people heed your advice. And I said this right before we went into it, before we introduced you to the audience, that I felt as though now more people are, even if they were gun-shy about doing it before, more people definitely won't do it now because they see people around them losing jobs. We see that, you know, unemployment is at 9-something, and it depends on what industry you're in. Do you think it's worse now than ever as far as people being afraid to file?
Oh, certainly, certainly. Within the Postal Service, they're doing something that is called like an assessment. And basically what the government is doing is, as a union official told me, Larry, they're shaking the tree. So there'll be 100 injured employees, what we call limited duty. They'll come in and they'll say, okay, we're going to assess all 100 people. Okay, 20 will immediately retire. Another 20 will have their restrictions removed so that they can go back to full duty. Another 20 may quit. Another 20 may move into another field, but what they do is they end up eliminating about 60 people. So now on the road is 40 people. So you can see the cost efficiency that the government is employing to reduce people and get them off the road, people that they perceive to be not as productive, and the truth is that they're really not. I mean, it's kind of unfortunate. And what I stress for people to do is reinvent yourself. We live in a time where you can discover new talents, new gifts. We have a brain with billions of neurons, billions of connections. And as I heard Brian Tracy say, my mentor, we don't work for anybody nowadays. You work for yourself. So retool, find out new talent. Don't be afraid to get back in the workplace and rediscover new activities. And this can be done if they believe it and they want it enough. There are innumerable people who have reinvented their lives and have discovered new professions, new jobs over the internet, and simply because of using their creative juices. But we live in a time now, despite the injuries that people have, they can use their mind. You know, we've gone from manpower to mind power.
Yeah.
So people who have injuries, they can use their mind to create. We see it every day on TV.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. Larry, we're out of time. Larry Washington, the Mind Spa. Terrific. We're going to have you back on again. Larry, thanks.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Always a pleasure, always, always, to have Jeff Atticott on this show. He's a terrorism expert, and we really get to kick it around with him. And boy, there's a lot to talk about. Still finger-pointing, blame game, gun control, all kinds of things all over the map on talk radio and cable TV when it comes to what happened in Tucson and the shooting of Congresswoman Giffords. And, of course, six people gunned down, killed, and then all the others besides Giffords who were injured as well. For some reason, the blame game seems to get louder. I don't understand it. I don't know how you reach for the guns. I don't know how you automatically blame a Sarah Palin or blame somebody else in talk radio saying it's the vitriol. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Maybe Jeff can clear it up for us. Jeff, what was your reaction to everything that was going on after the Tucson shootings?
Well, first of all, you know, there were many people with many voices about what happened. Clearly, what this guy is a nut job, and he was motivated by an infatuation and some type of psychosis. It is not an act of terrorism, because the definition that we have domestically that the FBI uses and the federal government uses is that you intentionally target civilians with violence for the purpose of intimidating a government to do or to refrain from doing an act. And this guy wasn't trying to, you know, change health care or to get the government to do or stop doing anything. He simply was someone that's a stalker, if you will, and a psychotic that murdered people. So that's exactly what it is. But I think, obviously, the left in this country was dealt a devastating blow with the last fall elections. They also are very upset at the Supreme Court that ruled last year that the Second Amendment means that private citizens have the right to own firearms. And that's something that just caused them to go into an apoplexy. Because for years and years and years, they said that, you know, guns kill people, and that guns are evil, and that the Constitution doesn't say that people have the right to own guns. So, you know, it's a natural reaction. They're going to try to use whatever they can as political fodder against anybody that dares dissent with their point of view. And many people do dissent with the cradle-to-the-grave government that we now have.
Yeah, and continuing down that same path, there were, naturally, there were all kinds of claims by various politicians that, okay, what we need to do then is we need to cherry pick and come up with rifles, assault rifles, and whatever else it is that we need to get off the market because the ban expired. And how about ammunition and limiting ammunition? And my take on that is looking at the Constitution, that's just a slippery slope. But somebody will come back at me and say, well, that's ridiculous because, you know, how much ammunition do you need and what kind of rifles do you need? What do you think? Because you served and certainly you see it from all different angles. What's your take on that?
Well, my take is, again, we bend our ideas to match the Founding Fathers. That's why we take an oath. I took an oath to the Constitution to defend the Constitution. Our Founding Fathers clearly believed that the right of a free people to own firearms is an essential element of liberty. I have liberal friends. Well, I guess I don't have any liberal friends, but I have liberal acquaintances that will say to me, Atticott, why do you have all those guns in your house? Why do you need them for hunting? And I always say, I don't keep them for hunting. I keep them because the Second Amendment says that I have the right to defend myself, my family, my state, and my country. That's why I keep guns. And that's a critical platform of freedom that we can't let the folks on the far left use this as a platform of their own to try to, you know, convince or get into the public square and say that guns are the problem. No, guns are not the problem. If it wasn't a gun, it could be a knife. The Hutus and the Tutsis, as you recall, they slaughtered each other in Africa, 700,000, with clubs and knives. It's what's inside the human heart that motivates these criminals to do these things, and not the weapons that they choose.
Yeah, well said. State dinner, that's the big doings in Washington, but of course the entire visit of the president from China and all the negotiations and whatnot that's going on, whether it's currency, whether we're talking about goods or jobs or whatever. Your thoughts on this visit?
Yeah, I mean, this is not really a Democrat or Republican issue because the Democrats and Republicans, the past administrations, they're all guilty of getting into bed with communist China. We are sacrificing our values, our very soul, for a mess of pottage, and that is cheap goods. The Chinese are not, you know, they're not a cuddly panda bear. We discovered recently in North Korea that the North Koreans had developed an entirely new regime of nuclear facilities, aided, of course, by the Chinese, the communist Chinese. And the whole time, the Chinese have been sitting down with these six-party talks since the Bush era, you know, trying to tell us that they are the honest broker, they're going to get North Korea back in the cage. And on the other hand, they've been helping North Korea develop even new and better nuclear facilities. So the hypocrisy is there. We know it's there. The Clintons were selling, you know, technology to China. Again, it's in the name of money, the almighty dollar, that we're turning our heads against a possible aggressive enemy in the future, one that engages in massive human rights abuses. They have slave labor camps that produces a lot of their products. They commit, you know, the most horrendous atrocities against their own people. And yet every president, and this one's no exception, cuddles up to these people. And it's outrageous.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny, going down that dictator road, Haiti's former dictator, Baby Doc, Jean-Claude Baby Doc Duvalier, him being back in Haiti, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, he was in Paris for decades, living large because he'd stolen a lot of money from the Haitian people. And I guess the money wasn't enough. He obviously has what's called power lust. And that's what motivates him now. It's not the money lust because he's got all the money in the world. It's power lust. He wants to have the approbation of people, and he wants to regain that power lust. So he's willing to risk even his own life to try to recapture this lust for power that is inside of his being.
Yeah, and as you look at the situation in Haiti and all the money that's been doled out there and supplies being stuck and some of the chaos, obviously, that's ensued, as you say, I love that term, power lust. I'm sure he's not the only one licking his chops to get his hands on Haiti. That really, truly is a big mess, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, when I was in Haiti in 95, we'd stand on top of the prison walls, and you'd look inside the prison and turn around and look outside the prison, and you couldn't tell the difference. I mean, it's truly a country that's been broken for a very long time. U.S. taxpayers essentially feed every person in Haiti with our USAID development funds, and it's a nightmare. It's an example of what happens when you do not have freedom, you do not have capitalism, and you simply have corruption and dictators that rule for their own pleasure, not for the good of their own people. And that's tragic, but that is that happens in many, many, many countries around the world. This one just happens to be right in our backyard.
Yeah. There was a story that I happened to see earlier in the day, and I thought I'd get your take on this. Did you see the story about the Canadian guy that was charged with trying to kill some U.S. troops for trying to plot that? And I think, boy, the troops, if they are just targets in so many different directions. And this was bombings in Iraq that actually killed 5 soldiers and a bunch of Iraqi citizens as well. I guess he tried to become some sort of suicide bomber. He's part of this terror network. And he's charged in Brooklyn in a truck bomb attack outside this base in Iraq on April 10th. And just more sad doings to me. How much of this do you think goes on that we don't even know, Jeff?
Well, a lot. I mean, we've had, literally thousands of people have blown themselves up in the name of radical Islam in Iraq. And Afghanistan, of course, that's the method of choice now in Afghanistan for the jihadist. It's simply a matter of time before it reaches our shores and occurs here. But it's a fundamental issue that this administration refuses really to confront. They continue to have their head in the sand. As you know, this is the second anniversary now that President Obama very indignantly stood up and said, I'm going to close Guantanamo Bay within 1 year. It's still open, thank goodness. What the president should be doing, what he should have said in the first day of office, is I'm going to build 2 new wings onto Guantanamo Bay to tell people that we're serious about winning this war against al-Qaeda. And this president continues to show that he has a schizophrenic policy. We still, over a year now, we still don't know what he wants to do with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the 4 other individuals that they want to try in New York City. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It's tragic.
Yeah, I don't think, talking about Gitmo, I think you and I had this conversation once. You've been to Gitmo, haven't you?
Yes, I sure have.
And tell the people again, it's worth it for people who haven't heard you, Jeff. Just give us a little snippet. What was it like when you went to Guantanamo?
Yeah, I was there 2 years ago, and as far as facilities go, it's probably the best maximum confinement facility in existence. Everything's state of the art. Now, since I've been there 2 years ago, they have now taken everybody that was in the maximum confinement facility and moved them to the lower confinement facility there. So it's as prisons go, it's far better than anything else they could hope for. They're well fed, they're well taken care of. We have set silliness right now that if one of our guards hands one of these people the Quran, then we are considered to be in violation of Common Article 3 because we have degraded that person. We can't interrogate them at all unless we ask their permission. We can't even talk to them. They have every privilege you can think of. And if you talk to any of the 170-plus that are remaining down there right now, they're very willing to tell you that they will get out and they will kill you. Mm. So we have the worst of the worst in Gitmo right now. And President Obama, of course, is not putting any new enemy combatants in Guantanamo Bay. What he's doing is he's putting the new enemy combatants in Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan, where they're outside of the reach of the Supreme Court, because the D.C. Circuit Court ruled last year that if Obama puts new enemy combatants in Bagram Air Force in Afghanistan, they do not get a federal judge in Washington, D.C. to review their status determination. So it's a little hypocritical, because when the president was not in power, and Holder, the attorney general, they were screaming and yelling that you can't detain people indefinitely in a foreign facility without providing them with lawyers and having a federal judge review their status. And now they're racking and stacking them in a foreign prison, you know, and saying, no, you don't get a federal judge, you don't get a lawyer.
Exactly. Jeff Atticott, we're out of time. Thanks so much, terrorism expert. We'll talk to you again.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
Time to hit the headers, America, and to all our friends in other parts of the world. Here's the big stuff that happened on the day, what I would call water cooler buzz. Of course, the big deal is what we were just talking about with Jeff Atticott, the terrorism expert, Hu Jintao, and the reaction to a man who truly is a dictator coming to America and the subtle dance, maybe not so subtle, between the Chinese president and President Barack Obama. In the meantime, while a little bit of nothing comes out of that, a lot of promises, glad handling, photo ops, all that kind of stuff. But let's see, really, when it comes down to the pointed strokes, not broad strokes and conversations, but when it comes down to real stuff like currency and human rights and proof that things have gotten better in China, when Hu Jintao says, listen, we've done this, this, and this, three things. We did this as far as the Tibetans are concerned. Forget about everything that's happened with the Dalai Lama. We're embracing the Dalai Lama. Can you imagine? No, I don't think so. So whatever it might be, some of the atrocities, if there was proof of that, but of course there's no proof, just saying that we're working toward that and we're working toward the currency solutions and whatever. But you can't turn your back on the Chinese if you're the president of the United States. So you have to somehow transition that. Did anything get lost in the translation? Well, there was a little translation confusion, apparently, at the Obama Hu Jintao news conference. Surprisingly, I say surprisingly, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised by this. What the mix-up was is this. Obama said he initially thought that what he was saying was being translated simultaneously into Chinese, but they weren't. So there was this lengthy Chinese translation thing followed by Obama's answers to the first questions he was asked about human rights. The question was also directed at the Chinese president. He didn't answer it, saying that he didn't hear it. So who did go on to talk about other things, but it, and even human rights issues when he was asked again, but there was this weird awkwardness in the news conference. So even a Chinese reporter actually drew laughs when he said that the Chinese language translator had instructed him to translate his questions clearly. So nothing was clear. That's the thing. Somewhere it got lost in the sauce, in other words. The key thing is, does anything come of it? You know, so much so that you look at Harry Reid, of all people, right? And Harry Reid, who didn't go to the state dinner, just flat out saying, yeah, he's a dictator. And remember what team he's playing for. So the Senate Majority Leader labels Hu Jintao as a dictator. And he made those statements back in Nevada, or for Nevada TV program, and when he was asked about political compromises, when he said he would be meeting with the Chinese president. And he said he's a dictator. And can do things that politicians can't. And then he stepped back and said, oh, maybe I shouldn't have used that word. Whoops. Taking a page from Joe Biden. I mean, what I meant to say is, well, he can do things that we can't do because we have three branches of government. I mean, I didn't really mean to call him a dictator, even though he really is a dictator. So anyway, Reid didn't go to the state dinner. Nancy Pelosi did. Although Nancy Pelosi, if you go back and look at anything on Pelosi, especially to appease her constituents, which, think about San Francisco and the outlying areas, she pummels China. I mean, she comes right out of the gate anti-China or anti what's being done there with as far as the human factor, currency, and of course the, along with the currency, what's happening with the goods and the jobs and all that sort of stuff. So it's interesting. So you had two politicians who are kind of dancing around some things that they've said in the past. Although Pelosi wasn't really dodging anything, it's just on the record that she's been very pointed in her comments about China. All right, a few other things as well. It wasn't just about what was happening, of course, in the in the Beltway, although we do talk a lot about politics. We talk about a ton of other things here on America Tonight. And one of the things that so many people continue to be concerned about is the condition of Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. And lo and behold, it looks like she's getting close to being released. Released. Do you believe that? Not even, what, barely 2 weeks? Not even 2 weeks. Going back to Houston, they have one of the best brain rehab facilities, I guess, in the country. So that's good. She's standing up, and her progress, they're describing the doctors. This would, if I were her husband, that's what's got to give Mark Kelly some hope. They're describing her progress as not normal, saying she's so ahead of the curve here. So that's a terrific thing. While that's happening, the nutball, Jared Lee Loeffner, indicted. And it's not a surprise that the federal grand jury, it was a layup. Do you think they had enough evidence? Of course they had enough evidence. And so he's indicted at this point. And then the question becomes, down the road, ultimately, what do you think the price is that this guy should pay for the lives he flat out destroyed, including what's going on with Giffords, including the survivors, but of course the people who lost their lives. But the federal grand jury took him hardly any time at all. They indicted Loeffner on 3 charges of attempted murder on Wednesday. So he was charged just formally with attempts to kill Giffords and 2 of her aides, Ron Barber and Pamela Simon. And this is, they're still in the very early stages of investigating the whole thing, because one thing you don't want to see happen here is anything that gets dropped in the process. And the case involves a potential death penalty. So the Justice Department, if you've got that on the line, requires a very thorough process. They don't want any holes in this case when they bring it forward. And if you look at federal law, in the U.S. anyway, when you bring charges against a defendant, with the law is that you have to bring the charges within 30 days of their arrest. So there are probably more federal charges against Loeffner, likely. It only makes sense when you think killing the judge and whatnot. There's probably going to be more, but at least this is there. It's on the record. It's done. Now you have Giffords, who's moving to this rehab center later in the week. And what's odd, and one of the things that came out of a lot of the discussions going beyond Loeffner, you know how people get premonitions? How many people listening to me, how many of you listening to me had premonitions, whether have had them, whether they're good, bad, or just kind of indifferent, and then something happens to you, whatever it is. She had a lot of premonitions, I guess, that worried that there was something was going to happen to her. She kept telling her husband that they had discussed it a couple of times. She was very worried about her safety long before Loeffner critically wounded her at that Safeway in Tucson. He says a number of times, and of course she's had threats against her, as many other politicians have had, but she was definitely worried about it. And it's that thing, that premonition that she was feeling, that thing that you, it's tough to ignore, I guess, that was really nagging her, according to Kelly, which Kelly, by the way, might get to command still the Discovery mission, because he is, of course, an astronaut, and he could go up and be the commander still of that last flight, depending on her progress. Wow. Any thought on the Chinese and the pledge between the United States and China to work on a few things in the spirit of cooperation? Do you think there can be really any true resolve with the Chinese, or just more happy words and photographs? Shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net.